This, I assume, is good news?
It sure is, Bill. This is good news for about 4 to 5% of Minnesotans who will buy insurance on their own. It helps them get lower premiums and gets them some more certainty about what they're going to have to pay for insurance next year. It doesn't affect the people who get insurance through their employer, who get it through Medicare, but for those who are buying it on their own, this is a big deal.
And I know that there was some concern on the part of your members that things might change based on what happened on this federal waiver. Is that, for the most part, alleviated that concern?
Yeah, this is the official step for the state to really go forward and get the waiver funds and get the approval to implement state law. So your listeners should expect that if they're buying insurance on their own, they're going to get letters from their carriers to help them understand what their rates are going to be this coming year, and they can start looking around.
And the increases that we're talking about, or even decreases in some cases, at any rate, the rates that were released a few weeks ago, on average, that should apply. Is that fair to say?
It sure is. You know, we were all concerned that we could see another year of increased premiums. Without the reinsurance that the governor signed today, we would have expected rates to be about 20% higher. Because this reinsurance is in place, on average, rates are going to be stable. In many cases, they're going to be down.
Now, let me ask you a related question, and I understand you might have to beg off on this, but with your experience in MMB, I want to ask you that, this question, okay? Not as obviously a spokesman for the Dayton administration, but the other piece of this is MinnesotaCare. And the governor has said that he hasn't waived his right to dispute the determination on the funding for that, but you've got a lot of experience in this other area, too. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think the plans, along with all Minnesotans, want to make sure that Minnesota is held harmless for doing the right thing and holding down increasing insurance costs. The governor indicated in his acceptance that he's going to keep fighting for that, and I think everyone would expect him to do that.
You got any thoughts on what the chances of that are?
I don't have any insight on that. Certainly, we're going to get more information about the finances for MinnesotaCare and waiver. There's a lot of numbers that are moving right now, so I don't think I want to speculate on it, except that the governor and his people probably have the best view of all the moving pieces right now of anyone.